Americans are carrying more consumer debt than almost ever before. That's credit card debt, student loans, car loans. According to the Wall Street Journal, it will all top $4 trillion in 2019. That's bad, right? Not according to our next guest. He says rising debt is actually a good sign, within reason, of course. It shows that banks are doing well enough, they're willing to lend, and consumers are willing to borrow and use that money to buy things like homes and cars. Andrew Hunter is a senior U.S. economist with Capital Economics in London, and when I spoke with him more about this, I began by asking him first to give us a sense of how historically high consumer debt is in this country right now.
So in dollar terms, consumer debt is pretty high by historic standards. But actually, if you look at debt in comparison to sort of consumers' ability to pay that debt, in other words, in comparison to incomes, it's actually not that high anymore. It did surge in the mid-2000s, as everyone knows, during the housing bubble. It reached a record high at that point. But it's actually fallen back quite a long way since then, and it's been pretty stable relative to incomes for the past 5 years or so.
So relative to incomes, that was my next question, essentially. Do Americans seem to have trouble managing this debt?
Well, I guess that's sort of the key measure of whether or not households are actually going to be able to repay debt. You know, rising debt isn't necessarily a reason for concern, but you know, if we see a period where debt starts to rise really quickly, rising at a faster pace than incomes, and then that sort of ratio of debt to incomes reaches an unsustainable level, like you know it clearly was in the mid-2000s, that's when, you know, you start to get potential problems.
What about the increase, though, in unsecured credit card debt? Is that still a good sign, or is that something to keep an eye on?
So credit card debt, you know, in normal times, if consumers are borrowing more in their credit cards, you know, that in most cases is going to allow them to spend more, which is good for the economy. I think that problems will start to arise where you're getting maybe borrowers that, you know, they're not necessarily going to be able to pay back this debt, and that will obviously cause potential problems if they start defaulting on debts and banks have to write off loans. Even in that scenario, though, credit card debt is not a very big share of the economy.
That's interesting. The other thing I want to talk about then is student loan debt, which we hear so much about how it is just massive in this country right now and is really affecting the ability of the millennial generation to do things like buy houses and sort of set up their lives in that traditional way. Do you see that as being a problem, or do you see that as just being a new normal?
So student loan debt had been rising pretty quickly for most of the past 10 or 15 years. Generally speaking, though, I think it's certainly possible that, you know, a lot of young people who have significant student loan debt will find it more difficult to save for things like their first home, for example. And, you know, potentially that's something that could weigh on the economy if it means that those people aren't able to spend as much as they otherwise might be. Mm-hmm. But student loan debt is again, not really something that's ever going to be a serious concern. It's not going to cause a sort of debt crisis in the economy.
So you're painting a pretty rosy picture. It's not consumer credit card debt we're super worried about. We're not incredibly worried about student loan debt. What are the things that you really think could cause a problem then?
I think really just because we had the global financial crisis only, 10 years ago.
Right.
Everyone is still sort of really worried about, you know, another major crisis. And of course, you know, it makes sense to look at what caused the last one and see if a similar thing is going to happen again. I think it's pretty clear that we aren't going to get another household debt crisis like that that's going to have a massive impact on the economy. I mean, the economy might slow, we might even get another mild recession at some point. But I don't see any reason why we should necessarily get another financial crisis.
That's Andrew Hunter. He's a senior U.S. economist with Capital Economics in London, reassuring us all about the future of the U.S. economy, even in light of high consumer debt.